Yesterday we celebrated the feast of the apostles Philip and James, and the gospel that was chosen for their feast day came from John chapter 14. It's a passage that we're going to encounter again and again, so I want to try to connect it with what we heard today, John chapter 13. So it's a little bit out of order, but I think it will help us to ponder it. You see, what we saw yesterday, it was the time during the Last Supper when Philip asked Jesus to show them the Father. Remember, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And then Jesus said, well, you've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't know me. If you see me, you see the Father. Jesus reveals something extraordinary about his own identity and his relationship with the Father. Now, this passage which we heard yesterday, Master, show us the Father, we're going to hear again on Saturday and again on Sunday. So in the space of 4 or 5 days, we're going to have the same verses of John chapter 14 3 times. Which means the church is saying this is a very important passage for us to ponder, and it's a very important for this stage in the middle of the Easter season. Because in the Easter season, we are pondering the resurrection of the Lord and the risen life, the identity of this man who was crucified and is now alive forever. But we're also pondering how that risen life affects us or changes us. So the identity of Jesus Christ and his unity with the Father also gives us an insight into our own identity. And Jesus said this. This is yesterday's gospel. When Jesus says, if you see me, you see the Father. The Father is in me and I'm in the Father. And then he says, if you believe this, or whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. So Jesus, in saying that he's going to the Father, is also saying something about those who believe, that they or we are going to do greater things than he. It's quite a remarkable thing to say, and we're going to hear it again 2 more times. So I want to connect that with today's gospel, because we think that doing greater things than Jesus means rising up stronger, looking better, achieving more things, being bigger and being more famous. And that's, you know, our idea of greatness is always in that direction of human greatness or worldly greatness. And that's not how Jesus thinks. So that brings us to today's gospel, where we're back earlier in the event of Holy Thursday at the Last Supper. This is John chapter 13 now. And Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet. We know that washing someone's feet is the work of the lowest servant of the household. And Jesus, who's the master, washes the feet of the disciples. Notice what this reveals about his greatness. He's the greatest because he's the greatest servant. He's the greatest because he lowers himself the furthest. And this is what he says. Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. So he's talking about greatness again. Just like he said in yesterday's gospel, which comes after this, you'll do greater things, the one who believes in me will do greater things than I do. Well, what does greater things mean? What is greater? He says, no slave is greater than his master. Who's the slave here and who's the master? Well, Jesus is certainly the master, but he has taken on the role of the slave. Who's the messenger and who's the one who sent him? Well, Jesus was sent by the Father, but we are sent by Jesus. So we're all messengers. And the example that we're given, the model that we're given, is Jesus himself. He's the model of a slave. He's the model of a messenger. He's the model of a servant. He's the model of what it means to do great things. What it means to do great things is to be a great servant. then he goes on to say that not everyone will accept this role of a servant. There's going to be someone who eats with him as if an equal, as if a member of the family, but has raised his heel against him. This is an allusion to Judas. Judas was sitting right there and with his clean feet, but not with a heart ready to serve. Who else is sitting at the table? Philip and James, who we heard about yesterday. Then Jesus says, I'm telling you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. He has said this a number of times already in John's gospel. He's revealing himself as the same one who spoke to Moses, the I am. It's the divine name. A name that no one would dare use about himself because it would be blasphemous. And he says it again and again. I am, I am. We're going to hear this in days to come. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. And then he repeats, whoever receives the one I send receives me. So in other words, this is part of the declaration of the mission of the apostles, to be sent, and anyone who receives those whom he sends receives him, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. So he brings it back to his unity with the Father. We can't grasp fully Jesus' unity with the Father, that's the mystery of God himself, but we can grasp it enough to say, if we don't know that Jesus is one with the Father, then we don't know what we're doing either, because we don't understand what it means to be sent. And we don't know what it means to serve. Jesus is the model. So with that in mind, I think it's a good foundation, this idea of greatness being the greatness of a servant. That's a good foundation for understanding what he will say in a few minutes here at the Last Supper, and we'll hear again on Saturday and Sunday, about doing greater things than he. We are supposed to follow in his footsteps to wash the feet of one another, meaning to be ready to serve one another, to put the good of one another ahead of our own good. That's greatness. It doesn't mean we have to agree with everybody. It doesn't mean we have to affirm everybody and everything they choose. Jesus himself is very willing to correct. He corrected Philip, remember, in yesterday's gospel. He rebuked him. He corrects and admonishes. So that's part of service too. But like he did to the two disciples on the road, remember? He said, how foolish you are, how slow you are to believe. Well, that doesn't sound like service to us, but it's service, because it was said for the good of those he was correcting. So don't make service into being the doormat of everybody who uses you to get their will. That's not service. Service is to choose what is good for the person whom we are sent to serve. And that's what God does in serving us. That's what he wants us to do as he sends us out as his servants, his great servants.